A Muslim is constantly with Allah in his heart. A Muslim is a person who has a grasp of the most important secrets of life, the purpose of this universe, and his existence in this life. He leads his life in awareness that this world is temporary and his life will end at a time preordained by Allah. He recognizes that everything happens by Allah's will and that even a single leaf does not fall unless he wills. He sees Allah at every point he looks, remembers and glorifies him. His heart is always with our Lord, who grants infinite blessings. Nothing stops him from remembering Allah. No matter what he does, his attention is always focused on Allah and his verses. Our Almighty Lord states these attributes of Muslims in the following verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who remember Allah, standing, sitting and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, you have not created this for nothing. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. Surah Al-Imran 191. This is no doubt the attribute of those who love Allah very much, regard Allah's good pleasure above anything else, fear Him in the way He should be feared, have no expectations from this world whatsoever, seek solely Allah's good pleasure, and those whose hearts are full of Allah's love. And there is no doubt that this is a state that that person prefers solely on his own will. This is a sign that he prefers Allah's good pleasure and the hereafter willingly, knowingly, with love, pleasure and a profound will. Whoever binds his heart to Allah and struggles to draw closer to Him, tries to attain a more profound faith, Allah's good pleasure, mercy and paradise in the hereafter, Allah will make him successful in this endeavor. Almighty Allah states this fact in one verse as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If anyone desires to cultivate the hereafter, we will increase him in his cultivation. If anyone desires to cultivate the world, we will give him some of it, but he will have no share in the hereafter. Surat Ash-Shura 20.